Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for April 28, 2010. My name is Martin Drummond. We're looking today at history's greatest no. It screamed off the pages to me this morning. Thank you, God, for the inspiring insight. Confirming again to me why reading the Bible repeatedly is so very important. I saw an inferred contrast in Luke 23, verses 35 to 39, that poignantly yet powerfully affirmed my faith in Jesus Christ. And here are the quotes. They said, "He saved others. Let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself. Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." Three times we read that Jesus was told to save himself. Three times instead, Jesus gave himself. Three times Jesus was tempted to think that his number one lived inside his own skin. Yet three times Jesus showed that his number one lived and lives inside the skin of all mankind but him. It's important to remember that Jesus didn't allow himself to be nailed to the cross just to show mankind how strong his pain threshold was. Instead, he surrendered to the nails in order to show mankind how strong his love was for every soul ever created. I'm eternally grateful that Jesus didn't save himself from the suffering of Calvary. For in rejecting that trap of Satan, he gave me the hope of eternal joy in heaven. Wow. He gave to save. We, of course, should be deeply stirred toward the same desire. We aren't being asked to surrender our hands and feet to the nails, at least not yet. Yet we are tempted in multiple ways at multiple times to follow the advice of the crowd and act as if number one lives in our skin. Save your pride, the enemy pleads. Save your financial status among peers, he cries. Save your social or recreational schedule, his voice whispers. You know how the list can go on and on. Why? Because, like me, you've too often accepted the "I'm number one" to-do list handed you by Satan. We know better. And as we follow Christ's example in Luke 23, 35 to 39, we'll show better. Dear friend, strengthen your desire to live for God and others in this life, and you'll strengthen your hope to live with God and his saints forever in the next life. As always, I love you, Martin.